Continues the Gemara, Daf Mem Tes Omid Aleph on the top of the Omid. Meisvei. The Gemara just finished saying, they asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Halacha b'smoil, when it comes to the dam, is it possible or not? So he wanted to bring a raya from Notel Samachta b'yamina v'sekaf b'smoiloi. And even though over there, you ultimately have no choice, because by the end of the day, because your right hand is occupied, but if smoil would have been possible, then they wouldn't have allowed it b'kaf b'smoil. So the Gemara said, that's the raya. However, you don't bring a raya from regal shalimin b'smoil, who base oil l'chutz, from the fact that you carry the carbon itself. Because over there, it's not the avodas hadam, it's not the avodas machaperes, but rather bring a raya from the halacha, from the halacha of the k'teres, which is the ikka avodah of the k'teres. So for there, I bring a raya that halacha b'smoil is kosher. That was Rav Sheshes raya. Frek the Gemara, daf mem tes amud aleph, meisvei. How could Rav Sheshes say that halacha b'smoil is kosher? Zor v'oinin shikur balmum. If you have a non-koyin, or an oinin, a koyin that's an oinin, or a shikur, he drank, or he's a balmum. So b'kabbalah u'v'halacha u'v'zrika posel. When it comes to the shchita, is kosher b'zor. But kabbalah and onward, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika is posel. And not just when he does it as an zor, or an oinin, or a shikur, or balmum. B'chein yoshef. It says lamed l'shoris, you can't sit. B'chein smoil. So black and white, it says if you're left hand, it's possible. So we see clearly that left hand is possible. How could Rav Sheshes be machshir with the left hand? Tiufta, it's a kashan of Sheshes.
What's in the car for small no good? What's the reason why small is no good?
What's the makar for small? Because avoida is only called biyamin. And once you need an avoida, small is not called an avoida. So fek the Gemara, so how did Rav Sheshes matir holochas dam b'smoil? So it's a kashan him. Fek the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, who the oisvei, Rav Sheshes is being upgefrekt from this brisa that we just said, that oin and shikur balmum kabbalah by lochav zikas possible b'chein yoshev b'chein smoil. Rav Sheshes gufa used this brisa in a different instance when he used it as a kash on Rav Chizda, like we're going to see right now. Where is this Rav Sheshes himself use this as a brisa? Zok the Gemara, the omel Rav Sheshes la'moyer Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes told the betugim of Rav Chizda, boy minem Rav Chizda. They asked Rav Chizda the following. Halacha bizar mahu, it doesn't say the kahuna by halacha. Like we said before, it says kahuna by kabbalah, it says kahuna by zrika. But halacha is written beloshen, I mean kabbalah is written beloshen halacha. It says vikivoy ze kabbalah sadam. So kabbalah is written beloshen halacha. Is that enough to be considered that the halacha needs a koyin and meaning yamin? Or no? At the end of the day, halacha doesn't say koyin. So they asked Rav Chizda, halacha bizar mahu, Omalei said, no, it's kshera. Rav Chizda said, halacha bizar is kosher. Umikra misayeni, and I have a fairish posik. The posik is a posik in Divrei Hayomim that talks about Yeshua HaMelech. It says over there as follows, Vayishlu ta Pesach, they shechted the Korban Pesach, that means Azar shechted it, you don't have to have a coin for that. Vayizreku hakehanim miyodom. And the Kehanim did the Maaseh Zrika miyodom. Miyodom means from the hand of the Zorim. That means as follows. The Zor shechted it. And then the Kabbalah was done by a Kohen. Because Kabbalah has to be Kohen. And then it was given to the Kohen that Zorik al Yedei, the ones that shechted. Miyodom. Miyodom means from the hand of the ones that shechted it. That means the Zor did the Maaseh Halacha. Shechita by the Zor, Kabbalah by the Kohen. Halacha by the Zor and Miyodom, they received the Kohanim and Zorik received it Miyodom from the Zorim that were Moilich to them. So it says black and white in the Posek, Vayishku HaPesach, Vayizku HaKohanim Miyodom. So it says they received it from the hand of the Zor. So we see clearly that Halacha Bizar is kosher. How can you tell me Halacha Bizar is possible? Meaning,
what does Miyodom mean from the Zor? Maybe it's from the Kohen.
Because it's going back on Vayishchetu. It's going back on Vayishchetu. Vayishchetu HaPesach, they shechted the Pesach, meaning the Zorim. Vayizgur Kohanim, there's a Kohanim with Zorik. From whom did they receive the dam? Miyodom, from the Shoichtim. So when Medayik, they received from the Shoichtim, and there was a Kabbalah in between, but Miyodom from the Shoichtim. So,
no, Mordechai is very good. Mordechai is saying good. The Kohen had the Kabbalah. So you see, there was somebody between the Sheikhit and the Zrika.
Correct.
So the Kabbalah had to be
correct.
The Kohen.
Correct, like I said.
They received it from the Mekabel.
But the Pasuk doesn't talk about the Mekabel. The Pasuk just says, Vayishchetu, and it says Vayizaku. It doesn't mention Kabbalah. So of course there was a Kabbalah by Kohen. We're not denying that. But since the Pasuk says, Vayizreku miyodom on the one that's mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk. So miyodom must be that the shoychet got in between the kabbalah and the zrika, and he was the one that was meilchit, because it says miyodom from the shoychetim. So yes,
Mordechai is right. Mordechai is right. The Shechet didn't catch the blood. The Mekabel is holding the blood.
Correct. I never said the Shechet caught it. I didn't say that. Avada the Kohen was Mekabel the dam, and the Kohen was Zorik the dam. But lo and behold, when it says in the Pasuk by Yizaku, it doesn't mention the Mekabel. It just mentions the Shechet and the Zorik. So it's by Yishchetu, Miyodom, from the ones that I mentioned in the beginning of the Pasuk, from Mr. Shoichet. Mr. Shoichet came back into the picture between the Kabbalah and the Zrika. So it stated in the Pasuk that the Eloch is Aydezor. Avadu was a Kohen HaMekabel, but the Pasuk is now referring to that, Miyodom. Miyodom is going over state in Pasuk. In Pasuk state, by Yishchetu. So it says they received it from the Yodom of the Yishchetus. So we see Eloch HaBezor is kosher. So that's the Messiah again. Rav Chisda said, they asked Rav Chisda, Halacha Bizarre, what's it in? He said, kosher. And he brought a raya from this pasuk that Halacha is kosher bizarre. And then the pasuk says, Valviyah Mafshitim. Now, on this raya from Rav Chisda, Umoysif Rav Sheshes asked Rav Chisda, Zor Va'oinen Shiku Balmum. It says clearly, when it comes to these four psulim, Bekabola, Behalacha, Ubezrika, Pasul, Bechen Yoshe, Bechen Smoil, Pasul. So we see black and white that Smoil is Pasul. How could you tell me that Zor is kosher by halacha? Here it says clearly, halacha is possible bizarre, halacha is possible b'smoil. So he asked from this Brayis Gufa, Rav Sheish is paskind that halacha sadam is kosher. He brought a raya from the Kaf and the Machta, and we asked the Kasha, Zor v'oinen shikur b'amum is by halacha is possible and b'smoil is possible. And that's a tuftan of Sheshet, but Rav Sheshet Gufa used this brayse to ask on Rav Chisda when he passed that Halacha Bizarre is kosher. So how could he not have noticed this brayse? And for the Gemara, Bosa de Shamei Hoda Oisvei. Rav Sheshet originally did not know this brayse. And Rav Sheshet passed from Kaf Bismoil that Halacha Bismoil is kosher when it comes to the dam. Later on, he heard this brayse, so he asked on Rav Chisda's psak that Halacha Bizarre is kosher. From this brayse, we see clearly that Vechein of Halacha is possible and Bismoil is possible by Zor. So Basid Hashomer, Hoda Oisvei. Frag the Gemara, Vor Rav Chisda Kroko Omar. Lemais Rav Chisda brings a Pasuk. It says, Vayishchu HaPesach, Vayizku HaKahanim MiYodom. MiYodom means that the Halacha was given to them by the ones that shechted. Not by the Mekabel, by the beginning of the Pasuk, by the Vayishchu Tunix. They're the ones who gave it to them. So Ebezor, we see clearly a Pasuk that's Kosher Bezor. And for the Gemara, this Zor that gave it, this Shoichet, that MiYodom, they stood there like a statue. The Ovud Maisa Itzvah. They did not move. So there was no Maisa Halacha done by them. They stood like a statue and they took it from the Mekabel and they passed it to the Zorik. So that's not called a Maisa Halacha. Rabbi Nechananu says, Maisa Itzvah means that they all stood in a row and they passed one to another, even if it's not near each other. They passed hand to hand to hand to hand. It's called a Halacha Shalai B'Regel, and Halacha Shalai B'Regel is not called a Halacha. So it doesn't have to be that it's right near each other. It could be numerous Zorim that pass one to another. But that's called a Maisa Itzvah, because Halacha Shalai B'Regel. But upon him, there's no Rai over here that the Halacha Bizar, Lo'olim was a Maisa Itzvah. Zog the Gemara, a new Kasha now. Boy Rav Papa, Chofan Chaveiroi, V'noson L'Tei Chafonov, Mahu. We know that the Maisa Chafina, scooping up of the Ktoiris, Meloi Chofnov, is done by the Kohen. So let's say Chofen Chaveiroi, let's say someone else did the Maisa Chafina, and he gave it to him. Mahu, what's the din? What's the suffix? Meloi Chofnov Be'inon. Do you need Meloi Chofnov Vo'iko? If let's say the other Kohen's hand was the same size as mine, so you have a Kiyam Din of Meloi Chofnov, if they have an equal size hand. So then it's Taka Kiyam Din of Meloi Chofnov. Oy Dilmanein, state in the Pasak, and the Pasak starts off V'lokach before V'chofan. The Pasuk starts off, V'lokach meloi ha-machto gachle eshi, take the gachalim, me'alam izbeach, and then, u'meloi chofnov teresavim dako ve'hevim beis ha-paroiches. So since it says, V'lokach, by the beginning of the Pasuk, on the gecheles, which also goes on the Maisa Chafina, so, Oidilma, V'lokach ve'hevi be'inon, that the V'lokach is not just going on the gecholim, it's going on the Chafina also. V'oleiko, I didn't have a Maisa V'lokach. Someone else did the Maisa V'lokach. Oh, so now two nekudas. Nekuda number one, we had this suffix already before by Ben Abinayim. The Gemara had a suffix that earlier on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara had a suffix that let's say you do the Maisa. There were two sfeikas. One is the Maisa Kmitza was Ben Abinayim, the Kmitza. That means the Kmitza between the fingers that's not on the outside, so it's not Shiraim, it's on the inside, so it's not Koimit. What's it in? The Gemara said suffix. Then the Gemara said, what about Ben Abinayim of the Chafina? The Gemara said, "Bein benayim of the chafinim, em zayin and beis." Bein benayim meloy chofnov. What's the question? The question was, do we say, it's the same question as before. The Gemara said, no. Since it says, v'lokach v'hevi, since v'lokach b'ari gacheles might be going under chafina also, so, bein benayim is out of ma'isach v'lokach. It's automatic. It's memela. I didn't scoop it up in the chafina. It ended up between the fingers. And that's a suffix because the kiyim is, if v'lokach go on that also. So what's the suffix over here? Legabe, someone else doing it, do you need a ma'isach v'lokach? That was the same suffix we had in the Gemara before. Zok Tesis, boy rapapa, chof an chaveram and also te chof an of mahu, molly chof an of beinon. Tamely, hoi baile le el kvar, kia gavne, gabe bena benaim. The same question we had about bena benaim. Is velokach a din that a kim din of bena benaim, of when you have bena benaim, is that a kim din of velokach or not? Does velokach go on the end or just on the gachelis? Vyesh loimar, Zok Tesis, be imtim tsaloima koma. Imtim tsaloima bena benaim loi, if you're going to tell me bena benaim is no good, the loi korebe velokach, takanat called velokach. Behavi, because it wasn't done by Yadayim, came to Osim Koyach Gavra. It was Memela, it wasn't the Koyach Gavra. Hochomai. Mi Amrinon, do we say, Avgav the Lav Iu Chofan? Even though the Koyan himself, the Koyan Gol himself, did not do the Maiz Chafina, Mikomokom came in the Mikoyach Gavra Kaosi. In a way, it's better than before. Before it was Memela. It wasn't intentional. Over here was a Koyan that actually did the Maiz Chafina. It's Mikoyach Gavra, so Shapedomi. Now, even though this Koyach Gavra is not a Koyan Gol, so the Achronim say, the Meshiv David, the Netziv, that since Chafina is not Be'etzim and Avoida, so it's sufficient for this, even if it's not a Kohen Gadol that does it. The Mikdash David, they all learn that Pshat is that even though it's not a Kohen Gadol for the Chafina, it suffices, but it's the Milo of the Gemara before is, here it's a Koyach Gavra, it's Chach a person. That's one sad. Mishahu, whoever it is, as long as there's a person, and then he places in the Kohen Gadol's hands, and then the Kohen Gadol enters in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's called the Kiyam Din of Velokach Vehevi. I don't know. Velokach Vehevi Beinon Shalakeach Yovi. You have to have the one that's maybe the Kohen Gadol that goes, enters, he has to be the Velokach, and it can be through another person. And that's the Sofak of the Gemara that Tosfos explains. Is Velokach Vehevi enough that you have a Koyach Gavra? Better than the Gemara before, which was not was a memela de kamaisa ben benayim, or do we say no? Velokach vehevi, the one that's vehevi has to be velokach, and you can't have two chofnayim, even though they have the exact same measurement in the hands, and it's meloy chofnov of both, but because the maisa it wasn't velokach vehevi. Zok the Gemara teiku, the Gemara blives the teiku. The Achronim point out a big yisoid that they base on this Tosfos. Tosfos over here says that Vibalt it says velokach vehevi. So maybe you yourself have to lift it and do the Maisa Lekicha versus someone else doing the Maisa Velokach and you now are doing the Maisa Vehevi. Because maybe you need to do the Maisa Velokach and you carrying it inside is not considered Velokach. So the question is, by Lulav it states, Lekachtam Lechem. So maybe every time it says Lekachtam Lechem, you have to do the Maisa Velokach and actually lift the Lulav and Esrik. But if someone places it in your hand, you have an older person that you place a little bit of esek in his hand, maybe it's chisonim lekachtem lechem. Lekachtem, we see that you have to do the ma'aseh v'lokach, not just the behavi. So you have to actually lift it and place it and pick it up. So maybe that would not be a kima of lekachtem lechem if someone placed it in your hand. So some achronim want to say, from this place that we see taka, that it's muchach, that whenever it says lekachtem or lekicha, the mitzvah is the etzem hakbo, that's the lekicha. And you're not mekayim the mitzvah when someone places it in your hand. The Maisa, it's like the Merei Misoda, the Netziv, and others talk about this. The Maisa, the Remei Simchin, or Sameach, in Avodis Yom Kippurim, he says that no. That when is the Torah makpid on a lekicha, that it has to be you actually lifting it, the Maisa lekicha, the hakbo, that's by Chafina Dafka. Because over there it says, V'lokach molei amachta me'alam izbeach. Over there it says you have to take it from a specific place, Ma'alam Mizbeach. So then you makpid on the Maisa Hakbo on the Etzel Lekicha on the lifting. So that's what the Torah means. Mukach Ma'alam Mizbeach means you have to do the Maisa Lekicha and not just holding it. Masha'enke Lekachum Chem Priyat Zodar by Lulav and Esrik, don't say you have to lift it from somewhere specific. So Mela, the Maisa placing it in your hand is also Kiyim Din of Lekachtem. So Mela, by Lulav and Esrik, it would not be Ma'akiv. It will make a difference if someone placed in your hand is also called the Kiyim Din of Lekachtem. Only when it says from a specific place, then that Maisa Hakbo is the Velokach.
Zok the Gemara, a new question. Boy, Reb Yeshua ben Levi, as follows. Chofan umeis, let's say the Kohen Gadol did the Maisa Chafina. and then he died. Could you have someone pinch it now and utilize his ma'isa chafina and enter? What's a shaila? So first of all, Rashi points out that he died when the chafina was not in his hands. Because if it's in his hands, then automatically the Torah is tomei, because a ma'isa is touching it. He already placed it in the kaf. So now the question is, could another Kohen Gadol take over now without doing a ma'isa chafina and enter with this kaf that he himself did not do the ma'isa chafina? Zog Rashi, Maush Yachnis Ache Koyin Ameshamesh Tachto of Maush Yachnis the Fnim Bechafina Zu, Shenos Arishon Letech Akaf, Veinzog Lachse Belichvoin, and you theoretically don't have to do a Maisa Chafina again. It's sufficient what you do now. Now, the Sofik, Toshonim says, is only by Chofan and Meis. Mashenkin Chofan Venitma, let's say he became Tomei after it's in the Kaf, then it's not schwer if another coin takes over, because then the other coin is my Shliach. Zokte Toysishonim in the Mamasal Chofen Umeis, Hochaname Amamotzilim Boye Chofen Venitma. Beetzim, you could have asked the same question by Chofen Venitma. Why do you not ask it by Chofen Venitma? Inami Kemesh Koin Gol Kayim Yochali Konis Achabav Edosoi. You can have another one enter in his place. Hoyle Vadain Hukayim Veroil Avoida. I'm still around. I'm Royal Avoida. Just I'm Tomei, so Meli, someone can take my place. Mashenga by Mace, we don't look at him as the Shliach of the Rishon. Mashenka by Tomei, yes kan chafina shekoyin gol. Avak shemeis ain't kan chafina mishum odam ba'olam. I am not around. I'm not in the world. So then there's a shaila if someone else can do. There was no chafina done by anyone in the world. Mashenka, when I'm alive, I'm just become Tomei. So we look at the other one as a pinch hitter, so to speak, and he takes his place. So Zokta Gemal again, boy, Reb Shua ben Levi, chafinu meis, ma'o sheikh mes'ach bechafinosoi. Om Reb Chanina, boy, re'ei, sheilas harishoinim. Meaning, this question, Reb Chanina says, Reb Shua ben Levi asked the question. So Reb Chanina says, boy, re'ei, that this question is sheilas harishoinim, is already a question, meaning, he also asked this question. So he says, this is the question of the Rishonim. Reb Shua ben Levi was much earlier than him. So he says, this question, Reb Chanina said, I asked this question too. What is the din if someone else takes over after the Ma'aseh Chafina was done? So I see it's already a Shelas Rishonim. Reb Shua ben Levi asked this question. Om Reb Chanina, who was later, Boyu Re'ei Shelas Rishonim. So, Dr. Gemara Lememu, Reb Shua ben Levi Koshesh, you're assuming that Reb Shua ben Levi was older than Reb Chanina says, this is a previous question from Rishonim already. From Reb Shua ben Levi, we see the opposite. Li hiti Reb Chanina lishtoi shechlaim b'shabbos. Reb Shua ben Levi said that Reb Chanina, he called him Reb, Reb must be, he was older than him. And he's asking Mishael about refuah on Shabbos. He said, Reb Chanina was matir for me to drink shechlaim on Shabbos and there's no gzeres shechikas amonim because other people drink it too. Briim also drink it. There's never gzeres shechikas amonim and Briim do it also. So, Zog demora, lihiter Reb Chanina lishtois shechlaim b'Shabbos. Zog demora, lishtois, what's the shaila? Pshita, avari lot to drink it. The Tanan, kol ha'oichlen oichl adam lefuah v'chol ha'mashkin shoysa ol. Shoysa. That's never a shaila. What's Michal the shaila of allowed to drink it? It's regular lemon juice you're drinking. Shechlaim juice. So the Gemara says, no. The question was, Ela Lishchoik. Are you allowed to actually grind it? And Toichin is an Issa Deraisa. So now the question is, he was matter for me to be grind the Toichin, the Shechlaim, and then to drink it. Zog the Gemara, Ela Lishchoik v'lishtoi Shechlaim b'Shabbos. Zog Gemara, what are we talking about? Hechidomi. Idika Sakanto. Ifa Sakon is the Foshes. So Mishli Shori, of course it's Muti. You need to ask the Shaila, what's the suffix? Vida Lexakanto, if there's no Sakonis of Foshes, Mesa Osir. Then it's a regular Issa Deraisa Toichin. You're not Matir Issa Deraisas, if it's not a Sakono. And especially it's an Issa Deraisa if it's a Kliyama Yuchel Lekach. So even though you're eating it right away, Kliyama Yuchel Lekach is Osir. Or the others, that's how the Talteri learns, Me'arak, the Mogen Avrom, based on the Mogen Avrom in Shinchov, is when that the whole din of miyad is only by oichlin, but since you're cutting it up and using it as a mashka, by mashka you don't have this heter of la'alter. Only by oichlin that you eat, there's no isatchina. But by mashkin there would be. So kaponim mamon of shuch. If we're talking about skonos of fashas, it's poshut. If we're not talking about skonos of fashas, what's the heter of toichin taka? Zogdem ala oilem dika sakante there is sakona. V'achin kama bailei mi masya. Is this at all something that is a remedy? Does it heal? The nechal le shabbato, you should be able to mechal Shabbos. It's takas kodos afoshes, but who says you do it something that doesn't even work? Or loy masya, or maybe it's not a remedy. V'loy nechal le shabbato, and then you're not mechal Shabbos for it. Zog the Gemara, umayishto Reb Chanina, why did he ask Reb Chanina this question? Bishlum le boki b'refuasu. Because you know that he was a boki b'refuas. Nobody ever asked me about a maka. What's the remedy for a maka of a preda levona and lived? Because you can't live from it. There's no remedy for it. So we see clearly he was an expert in refuas. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? This is b'chal not a something that's true, that nobody lived from it. We see people lived even though they have a makas preda levona. Aim of a chayas. What he meant is that the maka, the wound itself doesn't heal. The person taka lives, but the maka doesn't heal. We see that the maka also heals. We're talking about the red preda. Actually, besumken inu, where there's taka red, not just a preda levona. Besumken inu. And the head of the feet are white. Those type of predas, the maka doesn't heal. But Kaporim, this is all Zaitik to show that he was a roifa. But what do we see over here? Reb Chanina was before Reb Shuvan Levi. Not Reb Shuvan Levi was the free edika. Because he says clearly that Reb Chanina was matir for him to drink this special shachlayim juice. So we see clearly Reb Chanina was older, was friadik. So Gemara says you have to learn as follows. Elohi Komar. Reb Chanina is saying about Reb Shua ben Levi's Sofik, which was later, She'eloson of the Achroinim, Reb Shua ben Levi, it's Kashel Shavishoinim, is like my question, which I already posed earlier, because I was talking Reb Chanina was the friadik. But now the Gemara says that Reb Chanina clearly was saying, had the same question of what? Of Chofan Umeis Mahu. Could someone else take over or not? Frag the Gemara, how could Reb Chanina have his Sofik? That if the Sofik Legabi Chofan Umeis could someone else take over the Chafina and bring it in afterwards? Reb Chanina said the following din. It says in the parsha of Yom Kippurim, see, they enter with the par. Now, once he shechted the par, he enters with the dam, but that's called his par. If someone else takes over and he died after the Shechita, then that person is only entering B'domash Par. When it's my par, it's called B'par even after it's Shechted because it's my par. If the person died and now someone else takes over, it's called B'domash Par. And Rabbi Chanina clearly learns B'par V'lo B'domash Par. So you have to make sure that you enter L'fnai V'lefnim with your par and not with someone else's par after the Shechita, which is not a par chai. So, if the Kohen would die, then the second person that takes over would have to do another Shechita, because it has to be Bepar. V'zoyz yav ha'an al-Kohesh Bepar b'mbok, it has to be his par, and not Domesh al-Par. So he has to do another Shechita. In addition, Reb Chanina says, V'om Reb Chanina, another din, that K'toyres, Shechofno Kohedim Shechit Zapar, let's say he did it out of order. Meaning, the order is supposed to be Shechit Zapar, and then someone is memaris the dam that it shouldn't congeal on the Rovid Ravi. Then the Kohen goes and takes care of the Gecholim, the coals, and then he does the Keteris, and then he enters the Fraiv Lefnim. So the Keteris, the Chafina, is all taking place after the Shechit Zapar. So Chanina says, if let's say you do your Meshana, Keteris Shechofna Koidim Shechit Zapar. Let's say you did the Chafina before the Shechit Zapar. So Le'osav Le'klum, it's not valid. So it's not Shaykh Dol Sofik according to Chanina of Chofan. Because since he holds the par v'lo b'damish apar, so ultimately if he takes over, he has to do another shechita apar, because you can't use someone else's dam apar. If you're doing another par and you're also utilizing the previous Kohen Gadol's chafina, then you're doing the chafina before the shechita, because the shechita you're going to have to do again. And the mail, it's out of order. So it's not shayach. If Reb Chanina holds the second din of k'teresh shechofna kodim shechita apar is also like klum, well, if you have to do another Shechita Sapar because V'loi B'domash Sapar, then ultimately it will be Chafina before Shechita, and then it's loss of V'loi Klum. So it can't be that Reb Chanina asked this question of Reb Shuvan Levi, of Chofan Umeis Mao Sheikonis Achatachtov, L'chari then will be a Shechita Sapar after Maisa Chafina. Zok Dumara Hochi Komar, as follows. Meaning, Reb Chanina is saying as follows. Since Reb Shua ben Levi has this sofek, meaning, Chofan Umeis Maishikonis Achatachtov, with the original Chafina, Michlal de Kosovar, must be that he holds Bepar Vafila B'domash Apar. I myself would hold Bepar Davka Veloy B'domash Apar. But if Reb Shua ben Levi had his sofek, he must hold B'domesh al par. That you don't have to have your own shechita of a par. You can bring in the dam of the previous par, and then it won't be out of order, because then the shechita of the par of the previous coin is going to be before your chafina. Because if you hold, you have to bring your own par, then ultimately it's going to be after the chafina. So if you're going to have a suffix of chofanu meis maishi konis achatachtov, must be hold that b'domesh al par. I'm able to enter b'domesh al par, but then it will remain in the same order. The shechit of the par was done earlier, and the chafina is done later. And the question is, could I enter with his chafina? I don't have to do a shechit of a par again. So michlal, that the fact that Chanina had a suffix of chafanu meis maishi konis achat b'chafina soi, he must hold afilu b'domesh al par, so it's not out of order. So mainly remain with the original shechita. So now the question is on the chafina, could I enter with someone else's chafina? Zok di gemara. Ulamai de svirle, meaning that which Rabbi Shua ben Levi taka holds that you can enter b'domesh al par. So his question of chofanu meis maishi konis achat b'chafina soi, so she'losoi k'she'elas harishoinim. His shaila is like a she'elas harishoinim, my counterparts from the rishoinim that hold taka you can come in. I myself hold bepar dafka, not domesh apar. So then it knows the shiloh of chofanu meis ma'ab, because then it's out of order. You have to do the shechitas par afterwards. But you, Chanina, that asked this question, it's kesheletz harishonim that hold, not like me, but my counterparts that hold that vafilu bedomesh apar. So that's the shale of the rishonim, that they also would have this question of chofanu meis ma'ab shikonis achetachtov. Because you don't have to do again another ma'aseh shechita on the par, you can rely on the original ma'aseh shechita of the par. Zok the Gemara, my hava alo. What's the etzim din legabi chofen umeis? Could someone be nichnas b'chafinos shechaveiroi? Zok the Gemara, Rav Papa. That this din is tolui if you have to do another ma'aseh chafina again. That means there's one ma'aseh chafina that takes place on the Rebbe Darvi when they bring out the machta of the Keteris. So he does the ma'aseh chafina and he places it in the kaf. Then he goes and he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Kaf in the left hand and the Machta of Gecheles in the right hand. And then he does a Maisa Chafina again with the Keteris from the Kaf and places it on the Gecheles inside. That's called Choyfin V'Choze V'Choyfin. So Dr. Omer HaPapa, that E Choyfin V'Choze V'Choyfin, if you have to taka do another Chafina again, so then Chaver Nichnas B'Chafina also, then indeed someone else can take over, because he's not going to omit a Maisa Chafina. He'll ultimately do a Maisa Chafina inside. Don't make kaim a chafina. Lemaisa the kohen sheni is doing a chafina inside. However, if you hold e ain chayfin v'chayzul chayfin, if you don't do another chafina inside, so then the kohen that took over is lacking a maisa chafina. So then tibay loch. So then the question is, does the chafina of the rishon suffice for the kohen sheni? And that's the question. So Gemara says, my hava lo, it depends. If chayfin v'chayzul chayfin, then avada chaver nichlas b'chafinosoi, because I'm doing a maisa kiyum of chafina. But if ain chayzul chayfin, so that's the question. Could I be yoytzu with the chafina of someone else? Omer le Rav Huna b'rei Rav Shua le Rav Papa, adrabe, this svar punkt vakert say. Meaning, I chayfin v'chayzul chayfin, if you have to do another maisa chafina, so then it has to be the same size, because the mida of the first chafina has to fit exactly from the calf back into and taking out with the same two scoops, the two palms. You have to take out the first chafina. Now, if it's a different mida, the koyin, so how can I do it? I'm going to miss something. So, Zok the Gemara, punkt faket. I chayfin v'chayzul chayfin, if you have to do it again, and I'm a different koyin, so lo yikon esach b'chafinosoi. Then you have a problem for another koyin to do the chafina b'fnim, because it's not the same size as the first coin's chafina. So, Zog Gemara, I efshe shalei chosse v'shalei yoysir. There might be even left over, or you might be lacking something. It has to be exactly the melech chofnov. V'ein chayv v'chayv v'chayfin, but if you're not chayv v'chayfin, and you only do it once, so then tibay loch, that's when the question starts. Since you don't have to do it again, so you don't have to worry about the size not being the same, so the question is, could I be soymech on the original chafina of the coin rishon? Is that sufficient for the coin sheni, even though he doesn't do a maisa chafina at all? Zagimor di bayelu, because the taka was such a suffix. Chayfin, chayzer, v'chayfin, oiloi. That means when you do the maisa chafina outside, and you place it in the original calf, do you do again a ma'aseh chafina, or you go directly from the calf and put it onto the machta? Or do you do a ma'aseh chafina from the calf and place it on the machta? Zog the Gemara Toshma, bringing a right from our Mishnah, that it says in our Mishnah, that the you choifen meloy chofnov, into the calf. A gol if he goil, a kol if he kotnoi. Depending on the size of the palms of the coin, if he's gol or cotton. And then it says in the Mishnah, v'kach hoysa midosa. So what is kach hoysa midosa coming to tell me? My love, it's coming to tell me, k'shem she midosa mibachutz, whatever the size of the midah was in the outside, kach midosa mibifnim. So we see a choyza v'choyfin v'choyfin bifnim also. And midosa from the outside, chafin has to be the same as the inside, because the same hands. So there's no raya. That doesn't mean choyza v'choyfin. No. Loi. Dilma shim rotzalasa is mida oisa. Maybe it's come to tell me the din that if you want to do a mida, you can make a mida of the shear of the chafina. Inami, you can say that what it means k'shem shemidosa has come to tell me that midosa means shlo yichasev shlo yoiser. But loelam it doesn't mean kachoisa midosa that you're doing a choifin v'choiz v'choifin. Loelam it doesn't mean choifin v'choiz v'choifin. Now the Tos Rosh explains the lomdas. What's the tzad? What's the two tzadim? Do you have to be choifin v'choiz v'choifin? Or one time is enough? Zok the Tos Rosh, the tzad yasofik is, because it says in the Torah, after all, umeloi chofnov, and then it says, v'hevim mebeis laparoiches. That means, it sounds like it implies that you have to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, meloi chofnov, with the chofnayim. Now, we already said before in the Gemara that you can't be machnis b'chofnayim, because then where are you going to place the Torahs? Elamai, you put it on top and you move with your teeth, that's if you're melech bas v'dome noisin kain. So, be'etzem, you have to enter meloi chofnov, but you can't. So you have to put in the kaf because, by default, because a technical problem. So, me'ela, the Gemara is mistopping now. In order to mekayim the din of meloi chofnov ve'hevi, you should have to do a ma'isa chafin again. Because you were stuck and you had to bring them a kaf because you had no other choice. So, me'ela, you have to do a kiyim din of meloi chofnov ve'hevi. How you mekayim the din of meloi chofnov ve'hevi? By doing a chafin again inside. Or do we say no? That you don't have to do it again. Lemaisa meloi chofna ve'evi means aide kaf, because that's ultimately the only way you can do it. And that's the two tzadim zok teis rosh. If you're choifin, v'choize v'choifin, or you just do one maisa chafina, and you do not have to do a maisa chafina again, bifnim, in the inside. All right, we'll stop over here. The bottom of Memtes Omed Aleph.